It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Ben West. Ben, executive director of an organization, right?
Yeah, that's right. Farmers for Soil Health, a collaboration between the national... between the United Soybean Board, the National Corn Growers Association, and National Pork Board to advance soil conservation practices, particularly conservation tillage, cover crops, and other things that will be good for farms and good for farmers.
Hey, a little background about you. How'd you end up here? Did you just say, hey, there's a great position here, I think I want to apply? How'd you get here?
Yeah, so I've spent 25 years in higher education. I was a professor for a while, worked with extension in conservation agriculture, then got into administration in land-grant universities, decided I want to spend the last 15 or 20 years of my career doing something really big that would have real impact on the ground, would put real conservation on the ground on farms across the United States. And I don't know if there's a bigger game in town than Farmers for Soil Health for that right now. We're going to do some really exciting things in the coming years.
Some would say we've had different revolutions or evolutions or awakenings, if you will, in ag. Is this the big one now for us?
It certainly is a big one. If you look back at the development, for example, of no-till a few decades ago, that was a big advance in conservation and agriculture, and we're on the cusp of one now. Having deeper understanding of the biological qualities of soils and how that relates to soil health and to farmer bottom lines is a really big one. And what's really exciting is farmers are going to be able to develop these practices in ways that support their operation and make their operations more resilient and more profitable, but also provide tremendous public value by reducing erosion, improving water quality, sequestering carbon, and a whole portfolio of environmental benefits.
One question will be, from some, is this just another project that will cost me money? Can we see that there's benefits on the other side, financial?
Yeah, absolutely. If you, as we do, if you talk to farmers who have been using cover crops for a while, kind of the universal story that a lot of farmers tell us is it takes a few years to learn it, to really figure out how it works within their system, and then the benefits start, you know, they start piling up. Here at Commodity Classic, I've run into many farmers who have told me, if not for cover crops, I don't know if I would be able to be successful in my operation. They've just become an integral, essential part of what we do.
So good to see you here. Thanks for the work you're doing. We wish you the best.
Thank you.